For a translator or an interpreter or any non-native speaker who aspires to true fluency in spoken Japanese, reading manga is one of the best ways to keep up with the many changes that are constantly occurring in the Japanese language. The language in manga is alive and closer to the street than one finds in other printed media, and it is a source of many new expressions. Because of their visual nature, manga can also be an excellent language learning resource for beginning students of Japanese. In what is surely one of the most interesting experiments in American publishing in recent years, in 1990, Vaughn Simmons, an American in Atlanta, Georgia, took his idea to its logical conclusion and began publishing Mangajin, a magazine that uses manga with English explanations to teach Japanese language and culture. When readers tire of struggling with unfamiliar kanji characters, they can relax and enjoy the English explanations or the pictures. But there is an even more important reason to read manga. One of the most confusing aspects of Japanese society for foreigners is the dichotomy that exists in public discourse between tatemae, or surface images and intentions, and hone, or true feelings and intentions. This custom of tailoring one's statements or actions to the situation exists in nearly all societies, but in ultra-crowded Japan, especially, it helps people harmonize with others and compartmentalize their public and private selves. It is also one of the main reasons Japanese people constantly feel they are misunderstood by foreigners, and conversely, that foreigners often find Japanese people somewhat inscrutable. Reading manga does not necessarily make Japan more scrutable, but it definitely takes the lid off many otherwise opaque aspects of its society. In the beginning, most non-Japanese, and even the few Japanese who don't normally read comics, find manga confusing. No matter how well translated, many are still very Japanese in story, visual style and pacing. Pictures are intrinsically linked with verbal jokes and even puns. Sometimes characters seem to have nothing but dots in their word balloons, or to be gazing incessantly at horizons or making poignant gestures. Lecherous male characters suddenly develop nosebleeds. Plots seem to proceed in a rather roundabout way. Why don't they just get to the point? The answer, of course, is that manga are written and drawn by artists thinking in Japanese, not English, so it can take a non-Japanese a little more work and a little more patience to read them, even in translated form. A new visual and written vocabulary must be learned. Besides, manga are hardly a direct representation of reality. Most stories, even if they depict normal people doing normal things, or impart hard information on history or the tax code, at their core and pure, often outrageous fantasy. But once the new vocabulary and grammar have been learned, it soon becomes clear that manga represent an extremely unfiltered view of the inner workings of their creators' minds. This is because manga are relatively free of the massive editing and committee-style production used in other media like film, magazines, and television. Even in American mainstream comics, the norm is to have a stable of artists, letterers, inkers, and scenario writers, all under the control of the publisher. In Japan, a single artist might employ many assistants and act as a sort of director, but he or she is usually at the core of the production process and retains control over the rights to the material created. That artists are not necessarily highly educated and deal frequently in plain subject matter only heightens the sense that manga offer the reader an extremely raw and personal view of the world.